thou shalt be called sought out. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 12. The Bible is a book of strange and startling names. The oldest man who ever lived had the strange name of Methuselah. He lived 969 years and died just before the great world flood. That was why he was called Methuselah. At his birth, his father Enoch had a special vision from God and called his name by a strange word. Methuselah, what does it mean? After he is dead, it shall be sent. So powerful was that vision that during the rest of his life on earth, Enoch walked with God. God here calls his people by the name sought out. That name tells me three things. One, untiring grace. He took me from a fearful pit and from the miry clay, Psalm 40 and 2. We are not merely sought by the grace of God, but we are sought out by the grace of God. We are in the dunghill of sin. We're hidden in the slime and mud of the filth of that midden of iniquity. God not only seeks us, but he seeks us out. The slim, and slime, the mud, the midden filth is thoroughly wrecked through until we are sought out. This is untiring grace. Indeed, if grace had given up easily, would have never been found. Untiring grace has the right to name us sought out. But that grace is not only untiring, it's unconquerable. With shoutings, grace, grace unto it. Zechariah 4:7. The free, unmerited, undeserved favor of God cannot be conquered. It is unconquerable grace. Nothing can stand before this grace that seeks you out. It seeks you out in your darkness, in your lusts, in your drunkenness, in your immorality, in your lying, in your wickedness, in your pride, in your folly, and in your false religious hopes. No mountain of obstacles is so high that grace cannot climb it. No sea of difficulty is so wide that grace cannot cross it. No pit of perverseness is so deep that grace cannot fathom it. Grace is unconquerable. It seeks you out today. Thirdly, unparalleled grace. Unparalleled grace. But where sin abounded, listen, grace did much more abound. What great is it, grace is this? In the darkest place of sin, it excels the light. In the prison of sin, it abounds in liberation. In the court of condemnation, it superabounds in justification. It is grace abounding and astounding. It has no parallel in time. It has no parallel in eternity. It has no parallel on earth. It has no parallel in heaven. It is the separating grace. It is the saving grace. It is the sovereign grace. Oh, believe it. Oh, receive it. 'Tis for thee. 'Twas grace that quickened me when dead. 'Twas grace my soul to Jesus led. Grace brings a sense of pardon sin, and grace subdues my lusts within.